The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
All right, let's talk Pro Bowl dodgeball for the next 3 hours. Nah, I'm sure we can come up with something else. Let's do this. It's a Friday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
Is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow from Sam Houston Race Park. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE Factory Approved Warehouse Outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Friday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, Zhong Li, the master, back in studio keeping us on air. Producer T. Scott out here with us at Sam Houston Race Park for Friday Night Racing. If you want to get in today, 713-780-3776 is your number. You'll need that when we do some giveaways. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook line, Facebook page, find the Blitz, click like. You are good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real. At John Snow with a zero, not an O. At Degenerates 975. You can also text the show, 713-780-3776. And it's a Friday. Got the weekend here. Let's have some fun. Let's enjoy ourselves. We're out here at Sam Houston Race Park.
We so excited.
We are so excited.
Right?
I'm extremely excited.
Ah, it's a good day.
It's
a Friday.
Yeah, how can you be in a bad mood on a Friday?
Dude, there's food trucks outside.
I know. I'm gonna get a comprehensive list for the people who are coming out here, because I know there's one you love, there's one,
yeah,
I love, and some other really good ones. So this is a good night to come out and get your food truck on.
Yeah,
and your ponies.
Stuff.
And as far as the races,
I only saw two so far, but the one that you're talking about, the Cajun one, it'll be here at some point.
The Soul Food one.
Soul Food,
yeah,
okay.
It will be here, because the press release earlier in the week, that's the first thing I saw was that one's coming. So I'll be feasting on that, but Churrasco's is already here.
And that cow is the one that I like. It's like a Korean-Cajun fusion thing.
Yeah.
They do pork belly kimchi fries. Stupid good.
Yeah, I may have to go to like two or three places this time.
Yeah.
But it's happening. It's good to be back, I have to say.
Are you all moved in? Is everything tucked away?
Yeah, 90%. I mean, I got most of it done, and there's still some stuff at the old place that I just need to get out and give away to people, and now we've got to get everything out of boxes.
Okay.
And all the new furniture comes this weekend, so I'm watching TV in a deck chair, but that's okay.
Dude, I got an email today from our boss, and it was discussing the transportation for next week as far as, like, getting from the station to downtown. And first of all, the schedule they gave me doesn't work for me for multiple reasons. I'm on the departure list to go at 2 p.m., which, as you know, when we do the Super Bowl, I'm usually one of the first ones in the building there. I get sound all day, just trying to...
You're a team player.
I don't want to... Because by the time our show comes on, it's not always the cream of the crop guest still hanging around.
Right.
So I like to go in and strike while the iron's hot, but they're trying to put me on the 2 p.m. ride in. The other reason this doesn't work for me, it has me sharing a ride with Barry Warner and Dylan Gwynn.
Oh, that would be so much fun.
It's just not going to work out. So there's going to have to be some changes made, John.
Well,
for instance, like, Kirsten is on the 6 a.m. ride.
Is she even up that early?
I'm guessing she is, but what's she doing there? I mean, is that a crazy question? Jong? Anybody?
Well, you've got to ask Jong that kind of question.
Who's Adam, for instance?
That's Sager. He works for the network.
Yeah, that's Sager.
Oh, okay.
I think Kirsten's going out there to help with prime cut early in the morning from like 9 to 11 or
okay.
whatever their time slot is.
Who's Patrick?
Patrick Creighton?
Oh, he's going out there too? Yeah. This whole thing is a mess. It's not going to work out. We got to fix some things. John,
I've got a place for you to park. You don't have to worry about it. If you decide you want to come down. I actually have two places for you to park. You can choose which one you want.
Okay. Let me take you up on that because
I have a spot at my old place and I have a spot at my new place. So you can pick which one you want to deal with.
This whole, you know, trying to get around downtown thing is going to be a nightmare, I think. And, like, there's some nights that I am going to need to do the get me thing because we're going to be at the party.
Oh, I'm definitely doing it for that. And I'm doing it for.
Like, will that take us home?
Well, yeah. Yeah.
Like to our house, or will it take us to the station?
No. They'll take you to your house. Just talk to Michael. He'll take care of you.
Okay.
He's a good dude.
He'll
get you home. Because I've already kind of laid out today. Because
if I get super hammered, which I'm planning on.
Oh, absolutely.
Like a ride to the radio station isn't going to do me any good. I'm going to need that. I'm going to need that all the way. Well, all the way home.
That's the point of us taking Get Me to the parties.
Exactly.
So that we can all get hammered and not have to worry about it.
But I do think Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, I'm gonna drive down and I'll park at your place because it's just get.
We'll talk off air, but you got a couple options, just whichever one you prefer. They're both about the same walking distance. So,
well, your old place would have to. I mean, I'd be in the muck of everything, right?
It's just away from the muck. It's just like my new place. It's just far enough away from the muck. Okay. Where you're not going to really run into a ton of traffic.
Where's the which place is less likely to have my car broken into?
They're both you can't get into either one without a key, so
perfect.
Yeah, you'll be fine.
Perfect. This is the downtown parking solution, Fred. You've done it.
There's a reason I kept that second place for stuff like this.
There you go.
And the other cool thing about it is if you want to go watch all the stuff at Discovery Green, just go up and sit on the balcony and watch it there. You could see it clear as day and drink beer and everything else. You're not paying $30 a drink.
Well, there you go.
See, I thought this out, man. I planned this beautifully. I was actually going to rent out the place, and then it's got nothing in it except a couch. So
yeah.
That would kind of suck. But, well, it doesn't have TV or anything like that. But it would be perfect if, like, 10 of us, which you know this happens with me, 10 of us will be wandering around after the party. Hey, let's go somewhere. Yeah, let's go to the old place, sit on the balcony, and watch some music and get drunk.
There you go.
I would say there's a 95% chance that will happen.
I'm sure it will.
So, regardless.
Well, I'll be on one couch.
No, I will get me at home from there. But, I'm only using it for the Big Texas party, obviously. I'm using it for the party we're going to Friday night. And then Saturday, Quentin and I are doing that thing at Capitol Bar. And
okay.
I'll be using it for that. And that way I don't have to mess with any of the. And I wrote a thing today, and it was some of the stuff we talked about on the show the other day, what to watch out for. Man, I would not even think about parking downtown if you're going down there for anything, mainly because, as you well know, on a good day, they'll break into your car.
Yeah.
Plus, you're going to be paying $40, $50 to park.
Yeah, it's going
to no matter
crazy.
Where you are. They're going to price gouge you to death. The easy thing to do, man, either go to that Fan and South station or go park somewhere in the medical center and take the train. It'll get you down there, get you in the middle of it. And you don't have to worry about your car getting broken into, and you don't have to worry about getting gouged on prices.
Okay.
And the other little sneaky thing I've learned is if you park over in Edo, there's a bunch of little streets over there you can park on and just walk. It's like a 10-minute walk, and it's pretty safe over there.
I'm not opposed to walking a little ways.
Yeah, it's
– like how far from your place is it to
– It's not 10
George
minutes.
George R. Brown.
Not 10 minutes.
Perfect.
Yeah.
I need some exercise sometimes.
Yeah. So – but we'll have it all set. I mean – We'll take care. We'll talk about it off air, but I got you covered. You don't have to worry about
Excellent.
It.
Excellent.
And, and the other cool thing is well, I'll also have the guest crash room for people who get drunk who are down there.
There you go.
So everything's well set up. 713-780-3776 if you want to text the show. But, yeah, pretty much all moved in. The only thing that's missing is I get my mattress from Texas Mattress Makers tomorrow morning.
Okay.
So I have my
Is your cable hooked up?
Cable's hooked up. That's
good.
That's what I had to deal with yesterday. Well, I had to get my DirecTV and my internet.
Okay.
I was only without internet for maybe 10 hours. My God, I'm such a baby.
I mean, you still had your phone.
Yeah, but I couldn't get on and Like, I couldn't write anything for the website. I couldn't get on and correct anything that I messed up on the website. And it's just so much easier when I have my laptop to do stuff. And it's harder to get on and play the horses on my phone. So, yeah, it's...
Yeah, I don't know how kids survived with no internet. That would
I made it 10 hours without TV.
That's pretty good.
That's a personal
best
for me.
That's pretty impressive.
I think that, well, the only time I've gone longer is when I've traveled, and it's taken me more than 10 hours. But I probably watched TV on the plane. So.
And now you can watch TV on your phone.
You can.
Like if you got if you have DirecTV, like you can watch your entire DirecTV on your phone for no data. That's the best.
Yeah.
So I've been using that all the time.
That's a positive. And yeah. And the new AT&T internet that I got is like extremely fast. So I'm very happy with everything. I just got to get everything out of boxes. That's what sucks. Okay. And moving sucks. The one positive is, you know, I'm trying to lose a few pounds. 57 trips up to the third floor with boxes yesterday.
Oh.
Up and down. That was no fun, but in the end I thought, you know what?
I thought you hired people to do
that. I hired people to bring it in, but then I did the rest of it. Because I didn't think we had that much stuff until I realized how much the wife had actually packed.
Of course you do.
Yeah.
You always have more stuff than you think.
Yeah, I found that out. What's that?
171 stories.
Wow. Yeah, I was about right. And then I did it about 15 more times today. But it's... Man,
you don't look any less fat.
No, I don't.
I don't. Just so you know.
I'm going to have to do this every day.
You were probably eating and drinking a lot, too.
Actually, no, I had a few beers yesterday while I was waiting on the internet guys and the movers to get there, but just a couple.
Okay.
I didn't eat until last night.
Oh, okay.
Because
what'd you eat?
I went to China Garden.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to reward myself.
Lemon chicken?
Of course. Lemon chicken and egg.
How many egg rolls?
Two.
Okay.
But it was a smaller lemon chicken than usual. And I actually didn't eat it.
Did you get like the senior plate?
No, I got like a half plate, and then I ate the rest of it for breakfast this morning.
Oh, okay.
So it all got consumed. There's no way I'm going to waste it. 713-780-ESPN. All right. Well,
we've got a lot to talk about. We've got the LeBron James, Dan Gilbert situation.
Yeah, I knew you'd want to weigh in on that, and I have some opinions myself.
We've got more Astrodome news. Ugh.
Yeah, this is. I'm not a violent person. I'm too old to do anything, but I sure want to punch people in the face over this.
Yeah. We'll discuss it.
All right. We'll do that when we come back. And, you know, we have a baby blitzer actually watching the show here.
I see that. I usually don't like to perform in front of children, but I feel like that baby is. It doesn't understand anything I'm saying.
Yeah, I'm pretty much sure you can say whatever
want. Babies are stupid. It didn't even look over here.
I mean, looked up at Tyler. Yeah.
She's going to eat a piece of paper now. So, like I said, babies are stupid.
Yeah, shove her thumb in her nostril. And, yep. Yeah. Okay. All right, guys. Hey, if you're down in Webster and if you're coming into town and you want to wander around and check out some great breweries, Saloon Door is fantastic. And I'll tell you what, such a great, great collection of beers. I got a tweet from somebody the other day who told me, hey, thanks for turning me on to this place. I love going down there when I'm that way. They've got all kinds of cool stuff going on. Wednesday night they have trivia night, which, man, I can't think of a better place to do it. They have brews and bites from 4 to 9, which has food pairings with beers and the catering by Missy Meals. And, man, she does a great, great job. And we get down there a lot. I love broadcasting from there. The best thing about that, what makes them a fun, great brewery is the people, man. They really put a lot into it. They love what they do. And they're constantly listening to people and saying, hey, what do you like? What do you don't like? And that's why you're getting so many really good beers. And you'll have a great, great time down there. Easy to find, 105 Magellan Circle, Suite A in Webster. It's less than a half mile behind the Cinemark and Cheddar's off I-45 South. Definitely a place you want to check out. Great beer, great people. SaloonDoorBrewing.com if you want to check them out. Make sure if you're planning a trip to Galveston or something, stop by on the way or stop by on the way back. You won't regret it. That's Saloon Door Brewing, SaloonDoorBrewing.com. It's often unsuspecting hurt, and as you step back in the line, a mob trips to the fiend. Now dance, good dance, man, he never had a chance.
ESPN 97.5. This is It's a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow from San Houston Race Park. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in. All right, a couple things, and then we'll dive in here. Jay says, use your phone as a hotspot next time. I was able to do that one time, and it worked great, and I've never been able to figure it out since. So that wasn't going to work. And I'm looking for the food truck list for you guys, so I will have it for you shortly.
All right.
So, all right, what do you want to get to first?
Your call. We can do Astrodome, Cavs, or Baylor Rape. And those were my three key elements of the show today.
I kind of feel like we can spend a lot of time on any one of those three. So it's really just whatever direction you want to go.
Well, we teased Astrodome. We'll start off
Astrodome.
Start
with that, yeah.
If you don't know, an announcement was made today that the Texas Historical Commission has designated the Astrodome as a state antiquities landmark, which means that basically no real changes can be made to it now, which includes demolition. And this is I think you and I feel the same way about this. We've talked about our thoughts on it before. It's a dinosaur building. It was cool at the time, but it's pointless to keep right now. It's like it's like a Laserdisc player. Like, I know at the time you thought it was super badass to have that Laserdisc player and, you know, piles of Laserdiscs around. But in this day and age, there's just no need to keep it. You just throw it out because it's never going to get used, and it's just taking up space. I mean, it's essentially what it is. Or it's like I'd say probably like 2005, people finally realized that you don't need to do this. But people used to save CD cases.
Yeah.
It's like someone now having a big, like, stacks of CD cases in their house. And you don't need them. You probably don't even need CDs anymore. But you still, like, there's something about it where people just, I got to keep it, man. I had so many good times reading through the lyrics on the inside of my CD sleeve. But you don't need it. We've got the internet for that now. You can look up the lyrics online. It's just a waste of space, and an unnecessary waste of space on something that's so old and antiquated that you're just never going to use it anymore.
You know what this is like to me? This is taking your grandmother and stuffing her and putting her in your living room and then not doing anything to her for 20 years, and that's what you've got. But, it's grandma. We don't want to bury her. We don't want to get rid of her. Even though rats are crawling around inside her now, even though there's cat fights, even though she stinks like hell and she's uglier than ever, it's grandma. We don't want to do anything to her. She was our first grandma. A lot of people didn't have grandmas, but we had a grandma, and she was great. And when we were kids, she was so wonderful to us. And now, she's dead, but that's okay. We're going to keep her. That's what it is. It's a dead grandma. The Astrodome is a dead grandma. Bury her. Get her out of there. You've got pictures of her, right? You probably even have video of her because you kept her stuff long enough. You've got your memories of her. This is dumb. This is the dumbest thing ever. And how somebody and these guys who have been fighting for this, you guys are idiots. I'm sorry. I have no respect for keeping something that it's no point. And anybody talking about, this is what Houston is identified for. Houston is so much more than that now.
Yeah.
You think anybody who comes here for the Super Bowl is going to go and even say, let's go look at this rat-infested dead grandma?
No, they're going to say, why is that ugly old building next to the new nice building? What's the purpose of it? And then they'll ask someone, and they'll say, what happens in that building? And they'll say, nothing. Nothing happens there. It's just there. It's locked up. It's unfit for occupation. So, it's literally a health hazard for humans to go inside. So it just sits there. But, yeah, I'm with you. Like, the people who say, well, it's like a Houston landmark. Like, it's a tourist thing because Houston doesn't have any big landmarks. Like that.
Nobody
so gets
dumb.
On a plane planning a trip to Houston and says, you know what I'd love to see? The old stadium where the Astros and the Oilers played. Like, that would – because those franchises are so historic that I want to see all the greatness that happened in there. It's just – it's insane. If think about in New York City, they tore down Yankee Stadium, which Yankee Stadium –
Oh, but AJ, New York has so much else to offer.
Yankee Stadium
had
more.
They got plenty of dead grandmas.
Yankee Stadium had more sports history in it than I would say the second and third next buildings on the list combined, and they tore it down because it was no longer a necessity to keep it. If you want to keep the sweater you took your first communion in, it's like sentimental to you, or, you know, a handkerchief your grandpa gave you. Okay. That's not a gigantic building that's taking up real estate in a city that is, you know, remember, the whole reason why Astroworld is gone is because the property that it was on had value. Like, in taxes were too high on it. And guess what? On the inside of 610, I'm guessing property taxes are even higher. It just doesn't make sense to continue to put money into upkeep for something that, like, you care about, but you really don't. It's like, you love it, but you don't ever go visit it. I mean, how many of you are making weekly trips down to check? It's like it's kind of like your great-grandma that's in the nursing home. Like, you love her.
She was great for a long time.
But, you know, and when she first went into the nursing home, you probably went there, you know, every once in a while. Now it's that your visits have gotten fewer and far between.
And then when you get there, she can't really talk anymore.
Right.
She barely recognizes
you. She poops on herself.
She calls you your brother's name.
Yeah, it's just not as fun as it was when she was vibrant and alive. It's just weird now, honestly. She smells like mothballs and poo all the time. It's just gross. It's gross. And you try to give her some water, and then she just spills it on her gown. It's not good. It's not good, and no one likes to visit that great-grandmother.
I love this. Dickweeds like your type have been voted out. No, when the people voted, no. Guess what they did? They voted on our side.
Yeah, we took a vote. But that's the new America, is you can take a vote, and it doesn't matter. They're going to do what they want to do anyway. Because America. So, yeah, dickweeds like us voted and said, don't spend any more money on this place. And they're going to. So, no, you're wrong, Texter.
Yeah.
Dickweeds like you.
Oh, who called us millennials, by the way? I'm a 52-year-old man, bitch. Come on.
I'm a 36-year-old Army veteran.
Yeah, millennials.
I'm so millennial.
Oh my God, I'm surprised you're intelligent enough to text on your own. Did you have somebody do that for you? Did you dictate it? I'm just curious.
Here's how millennial I am, Texter. Come down here and say that to my face, and I will slap you because there's no safe space around me. I will slap you in the mouth.
I think you just triggered him.
Probably.
Yeah.
Call your doctor. Call your psychiatrist. He'll help you. No.
No.
No, we voted, and we were on the side that won, allegedly.
Yeah.
So it's – don't try to go like this was a democratic process. This is what happens, is Judge Emmett's guy is skirting the democratic process to get his way.
It's kind of like an executive order that defies what Congress wanted to do.
Kind of like that.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so Harris County Judge Emmett, Ed Emmett, is basically he gets to do what he wants. He's the dictator of the Astrodome.
Yeah.
It's absurd.
Well, I
and their big grand plan, because now, I mean, you can't do a lot of stuff with it because of this historical thing. You can't really change the outside up. You can't really do much. But they want to, and this is Ed Emmett's plan. They want to make an indoor climate-controlled park, which you want to know something that's a millennial idea? Indoor parks.
Yeah.
If you want to go millennials, and I know Ed Emmett's probably 800 years old, so I doubt he's a millennial, but that's a millennial idea is, yeah, it'd be fun to go outside, but it's hot and you get sunburned. So we should have like an air-conditioned park. Yeah, that kind of defeats the purpose of parks, right? That's like we should have a you know what'd be really awesome is if we had a swimming pool, but like with no worry of drowning. So we'll just not have water in it. But you can like lay in it and you know you could play around, but there's just no water because people could drown. No, it's stupid. An indoor park is a stupid idea.
You know what?
Especially one that you're going to pay a ton of money in taxes to keep it going. It's pointless.
You know what kind of parks I like? I like going up to Huntsville State Park, or I like going to Discovery
Green. You mean
Green.
Nature?
Yeah, or I like going down to Galveston.
Yeah.
Yeah, but go ahead.
Usually when I want to get outdoors, it's outdoors. It's outdoors.
Yeah, this guy calling
us. I've spent a lot of time training my dog not to poop inside, but also training her that it's okay to poop at the park. That's going to be a real confusion for her because we're going to be at the park, but we're going to be inside. And she's like, oh, can I poop here? Is this an okay zone? She's a dog. She doesn't know. Why are we confusing dogs?
You know what's ridiculous? The most ironic thing about that jerk calling us millennials? That's the most millennial thing ever. Get voted down, and then whine and whine and whine until you get your way. Congratulations. All right,
millennial.
Guys, let me tell you about Harry's Razors. You can be a millennial and use a Harry's Razor.
Fred's like Generation M. Like, but,
no, I'm Generation F. Never mind. Generation Falcon, all right? Okay, guys, let me tell you about Harry's Razors. And man, the best thing about Harry's Razors is – for one thing, I actually shave every day now. AJ can vouch for this. I show up with a clean-shaven face for a change. There were times when I would go 4 or 5 days because I'd keep my blades too long, and then it would hurt, and it was a pain in the ass. Well, not with Harry's, man, because you get quality blades. They get them delivered right to your door, and that's the best part. You don't have to go to a store and have somebody unlock them and get them out and go through all this hassle to get razors. Why would you go through that? There's no reason to. And you're paying too much money for those anyway. What Harry's did was they built their own factory. They take less profit. They sell directly to you over the internet. And because of that, they can offer their blades at half the price, and they show up right there at your door. So you don't have to go anywhere. You can sit there in your underwear and order Harry's. That is the best way to do it. And these blades are fantastic. They've gone to the 5 precision engineered blades. The ones they had before are great. I love those. These are even better. They're so confident in the quality of their blades, they want you to try their shave set for free. You heard that right. Free. Just cover shipping when you sign up. Plus, as a special offer for fans of the show, go to harrys.com right now. Enter code FAUR, F-A-O-U-R, at checkout to get a post-shave balm also free. That's harrys.com, code F-A-O-U-R.
It's a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow from Sam Houston Race Park. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Okay, I have the list of food trucks, and my guys aren't here. So I'm going to try yours out. Churrasco's is here. I knew that. Freddie G's Barbecue.
It's not the same Churrasco's as like the restaurant Churrasco's, right? It's like a
food truck spinoff.
Okay.
Scratch, which is pretty good.
I've never had that one.
Cal, which is yours. Luciana Foods, the Grove Donut Truck, the Sauerkraut
Donuts.
Food Truck, and Custom Confections. So, can I say one more thing on this? Because people act like I have no ties to the Astrodome, and that's why I don't care. And you know, I don't expect everybody to know our backstories, but I grew up in that place. I went there. I was wheeled there as an infant by my parents for the first game of the place. I was at the last game of the place when the Braves beat the Astros in the playoffs. I worked there
Hell, I think the second time I got laid was in the Astrodome. I went to every possible event that was there.
The last time I got laid was in the Astrodome. Even grosser. It was yeah.
Dude, wait a minute. Your kids are But it's I went to frigging demolition derbies in there and stuff like that. I mean, I Oilers games, you name it. If they had an event in the Astrodome, I was at the damn Billie Jean King Bobby Riggs thing. I grew up there. That was my as much of my home as any place, and I'm one of the ones saying this is stupid. So for you guys who went once and like, oh, this was a great experience and all that, and we should keep it because that's what people want, go to hell.
That's not what people want.
No.
That's what a few people want, but the majority of people don't want that. And that's what I just don't understand. And, you know, Lamont makes a good point. And I'm not sure who's behind all this, but he said that he's pretty sure this is all Ed Emmett. Had to have some buy-in from McNair or the rodeo, because if McNair or the rodeo wanted it gone, it would be gone. I feel like that's actually true, because those two entities have all the clout around there. So if Bob McNair said, hey, let's get rid of the stadium, I feel like it would be gone. Or if the rodeo said, hey, we want this thing gone,
well,
it's not a good look.
And I kind of felt like this battle was lost when they didn't have it out of there before the Super Bowl.
You're probably right.
And that's the thing. But somebody says, if indoor park is code for grow house, I'm in. I would be too. And, yeah, 100%. Dr. F here, just devil's advocate, there are many people with legitimate severe allergies and or skin diseases and conditions that may not be allowed to spend much time in the sun or outside in general.
Okay.
These people, without a doubt, would be extremely grateful if this came to fruition. The problem here is let me finish what he says. He says the problem here is you're making everyone pay for it instead of someone just privatizing.
Exactly. Like, let's pay millions of tax dollars so people with allergies to sun and grass can have a place to play. Like, the maybe 0.25% of the population who has a skin allergy and can't spend much time outside. We should pay millions of dollars and keep up an old gigantic building so they can have a play place. They have those bounce houses, like indoor bounce house. Go play there.
Gomez, no point made except that you're old, really old. Yeah, when have I ever denied that? Yeah, AJ's bald.
Yeah.
Go make some other genius comments, Gomez. Hey, the sun came up this morning. Woo. My goodness. Do you get credit in class for that? Is that one of those little millennial things that they give you?
I mean,
along with your lollipop?
I'm with you. I had season tickets. My dad took me to the Astros games.
Saw Nolan Ryan no hitter there.
Yeah. Every day after school, we'd get in the car, drive to the Astrodome, and watch the Astros play for years. And I mean, some of the best times of my life. But I mean, I don't need a gigantic building to have a memory of that. It's absurd. It's absurd. You know what my first video game system was, Fred? It was a Commodore 64. Cool. And I don't know how many people had Commodore 64s or if you know much about them. But it was the size of essentially it was like an old school computer monitor. Like the kind where it's very difficult to carry. It's that big.
Yeah.
Like the big giant.
It would take like two people to carry
those
things.
A big box.
Yeah.
Computer
yeah.
screen and a keyboard, and it took up a ton of space. And when I was a kid, I loved that thing. And you could play so many cool games on it. I had a game where you could ride around in a car, and you could change the paint job on your car and like customize your cars. And I thought that was badass when I was got to be like 7 years old at the time. I think it was awesome. You could play Frogger. You could play Q-Bert and Dig Dug.
I had a horse racing game I used to play on that thing that I freaking loved.
I had a flight simulator on it that I could never figure out, probably because I was seven. So I would just, as soon as I would start the plane, I would instantly crash it into the ground. And I loved that machine. But guess what happened to it when I got my Atari? I got rid of it. Because I didn't play with it anymore. And it's the same thing I tell my kids. Like,
now you have a PlayStation 4.
Yeah. And I don't have an Atari. I just, you move on. And it's, you know, you even got a new Xbox, Fred. I mean, look at you.
Yeah.
So it's, there comes a time when it's like, man, this thing just takes up too much room to warrant the usefulness of it. Specifically, if it's big and ugly and sit, you know, that's not a hidden away spot. You know, it's right next
to. Well, and that's part of the problem. And here's my last point I want to make about this is that area is never going to develop. And because if you're just going to have that prime real estate sitting there with a big hunk of junk, and that's one negative, is that area sucks around NRG. And then you get a couple blocks away and get closer to some of the medical centers.
You're right.
You're fine. But that's, if you actually tore it down and put something there, or just put more parking, or did something with the area where you had at Astro World and try to develop it, then guess what? That area might not suck anymore. And it's, oh, as long as that big piece of crap is there, it's always going to be that way. And, yeah, I just see, and now, I mean, whatever this thing is where you can't touch it, which, okay, great. You've circumvented what the people wanted. Good on you. You guys, I really have nothing to add, and that these people are stupid.
Yeah.
And, you know, if people had voted the other way, you know what? I wouldn't complain. I wouldn't have agreed. But I said, hey, the people spoke. You know, we had our chance to vote. But you're going to go and take that and say, oh, no, we didn't get the vote we wanted. Let's do something else. I hate that. I don't care what your party is. I don't care what your beliefs are.
Yeah.
If the majority of the people get a chance to vote, I'll be the first one to say, if we get a chance to vote on legalized weed and it loses,
okay,
I'll shut up. I'll say, you know what? State didn't want it. Just because I did, you know, I'm not going to sit there and go, oh, no, let's try something else. Let's find a way to get around it.
Right.
Because there's winners and losers in life, and you have to accept that. My opinion. You know, when you lose, it sucks. But you walk off the field and shake the other guy's hand. All right, we'll get on to some other stuff when we come back. But also, before I get to this, I want to mention that a lot of people ask, and I did do extra on the website today for tonight's races. Went into a lot more detail and some potential plays. Not on the free tip sheet. Same picks, but I give you a lot more. And I would just say the first half of the card looks very, very chalky. But the second half, I got some horses that will make you money. So I would kind of, if you're coming out, balance your bankroll a little where you're going to go light early and then throw some punches late. That would be my advice. All right, guys, here's some other advice. Donate your vehicle. Because if you donate your vehicle to HoustonCarsForKids.com, you're going to do a great thing. You're going to help kids who go to Houston Can Academies who've dropped out. They get a second chance. And a lot of these are good kids, man. They had to drop out for a variety of reasons. Well, Houston Can Academy takes them in, works around whatever those reasons were, and so many of them go on and do great things. They would have never gotten that opportunity. And thanks to Houston Can Academies, so many of them graduate. You might work with someone who went to Houston Can Academies. You might be hiring somebody who went to Houston Can Academies. Hell, you may be working for them. And they have to take care of them. Like, sometimes they get them bus passes to get there, sometimes glasses. That's why they need your donation. And any vehicle, car, truck, motorcycle, boat, RV, four-wheeler, tractor, doesn't matter if it's running or not. If it's been sitting in your yard and you didn't know what to do with it and you thought, well, maybe I'll sell it, maybe I'll trade it in, well, make the call because they're going to come tow it free of charge. And it doesn't matter where you are. If you can hear my voice on the radio, they'll come tow it. They're going to process all the paperwork, and you get your donations tax deductible, which is always great because always fun to write that down when you're turning in your taxes. If you donate today, free $50 Visa gift card, just their way of saying thank you. Make sure you tell them you heard about it on the Blitz. 713-225-4226, or go online to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Right off the car, not the kid. Get the f*** out.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Yo, G, they can't stop me from rapping, can they? Can they hop?
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow from Sam Houston Race Park. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Y'all don't really understand how I feel right now, man. It's your boy Kanye Titter. Shot Town, what's going on?
This is Jong Lee here back at the Renner's Warehouse Studios, and I am brought to you by the Glass Doctor. If the Astrodome needs any glass repair, Fred, if they have any broken glass or mirrors or anything like that, they can call the Glass Doctor. They have 24 hours, 7 days a week emergency service, upfront pricing, so the city won't really get screwed. They have quality experts, so they'll come in and see what the there's probably a lot of glass that's broken in the Astrodome, so they'll give the Astrodome a good price. They'll fix up the Astrodome just like you guys want. They can call the Glass Doctor. That's 1-888-516-8133. That's 1-888-516-8133, or go to glassdoctor.com. I don't even know if they have Wi-Fi in the Astrodome, but they can go to glassdoctor.com. Glass Doctor, we fix your pains.
All right. John Lee behind the glass. I love it. CD says people didn't vote to tear down the Astrodome. Yes, what we voted for was not to fund it for anything.
Right. Stop paying for it.
Yeah. You know, these people tell me I'm old, like I'm offended by that. Let me tell you guys something. If you make it to my age and drink as much as I do and smoke as much weed as I've smoked and gamble as much as I gamble, you will have won at life, pal. And you know what? I hope to be doing that for the next 10 or 15 years. And I'll probably wind up divorced again and banging your mom again and talking about her on the radio. That's me.
The weird thing is the same people are calling you old are, yeah, like desperately hanging on to a decrepit old building.
I know. I love it. I love it.
That's what I don't understand.
But that's all right.
You
know what? When I die, you can stuff me and put me next to your dead grandma.
I thought of another good example, another good sort of comparison. Do you remember the first big screen TV you owned?
Yeah, and it was like 10 feet wide, and
it was deep.
It took an 18-wheeler to deliver it.
It took a lot of
and
space.
And four people to push that thing into my living room.
How many people still have that first big screen that they owned in their house? Because I would say almost none. Here's the thing. You can't sell them, you know, because now they're worthless. So you just throw them out.
Remember, it was a couple years ago. We still had one sitting right over here at the
track. Oh, yeah,
I
remember.
Big one that was here.
What do you think they did with it?
Flat screens. Nice flat screens.
What do you think they did with all the old clunky TVs?
They're all gone.
They keep them in storage?
No, they're replacing. There's still a couple running around here, but they're getting rid of those, too. DJ says, just picked up Carbot. Good golly, Miss Molly. Any good?
Oh, it's very good.
I think I have six left.
Yeah.
But I wound up getting about 12.
There's a lot of people who don't who aren't buying it because they got bought by AB InBev.
Thank you.
Yeah, let me tell you, you're missing out. That's a good-ass beer.
Yeah.
I don't care who's getting the dollar for it in the end, but that beer is very good. So
yeah, that's been kind of my celebration beer.
You know who I see over there?
Who do you see?
I see my man that told me the Steelers were going to beat the Patriots and told me I was an idiot. He told me I was an idiot for thinking that the Patriots could beat the Steelers. There he is.
Yeah.
That's funny how that works out. And then he comes back next week. At least he came back.
You know what? Yeah, give him your headphones. Give him your headphones. Let him have his say. Just put the mic in front of your mouth there. You're good.
You remember that day? I was a damn fool, you said. Do you remember that?
Can I get a chair? Yeah, man, I want to sit by my boy. I was waiting for him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm glad you were waiting. I'm glad you remember.
What's up, baby?
What's happening?
Hey, I can't even say nothing because them in Green Bay, they didn't even show up to play.
Against the Falcons?
No, I'm talking about
– You said Green Bay.
No, I'm talking about Steelers and Green Bay.
Oh, neither one of them did.
AFC, NFC, that's the worst. AFC, NFC, that's outcoached.
I mean, it's everything.
I knew they was going to double-team Antonio Brown, but
– That's what they do.
That's secondary trash, man.
Well
– it didn't play like that during the whole playoffs.
You tried to make me lose money.
What you mean? I tried to make you lose money. I ain't – what Tom Brady did, besides the Seahawks giving them a championship, what have they done?
What have the Patriots done?
No, I'm saying when's the last time they won a Super Bowl besides Seattle giving them? That's not getting Marshawn Lynch to run their yard.
When's the last time Pittsburgh won a Super Bowl now?
Who got the most Super Bowls?
Well, they do.
Okay.
This year.
But it's a good bet because if you look at it, who got a better offense, though? If you look at the start of the year, who got the best two offenses, really, if you look – I'm not talking about stats. I'm just saying if you surround all of them. Atlanta and the Steelers.
Oh, yeah, Pittsburgh's up there.
If you look at it. But
their defense is garbage.
I always said the secondary was weak, but if you look at the last 7-8 games they've been on the streak, the secondary was way better.
And I'll be honest.
They didn't even come up to play.
I'll be honest. The offense didn't even look that good.
The offense, that's what I'm trying to tell you.
So it was
that ain't green, but that was the worst. But you got to – you know sports, you know. When have you ever seen two teams like that really come to an AFC and NFC championship play like that? I ain't never seen that, especially the Steelers in the playoffs.
I think that tells you the gap between the Patriots and everybody else.
Yeah, that tell you about Belichick.
Those Patriots are good.
He out-coached Tomlin.
When you've got the best coach and the best quarterback.
Yeah. Who you going with this weekend? I think Atlanta.
Next week, I like the Falcons next weekend.
I like the Falcons. Yeah. But I'm going to be honest with you. The Bell going out didn't help us. They can't. They stay banged up. The Steelers. Yeah. Look at it. If you look at all we got over there on offense, if we – had all of our parts at one time without being banged up. Look at that. Bryant got suspended the whole year. Wheaton been out the whole year. Come on, that trio right there, Brown, Wheaton, who going to stop?
Brady missed the first four games, and right about the time he got back.
Oh, I knew he was going to eat him up.
Gronk got hurt.
Yeah, Gronk
and
got
so
hurt.
They're without their best guy, too. I mean, everybody's banged up.
Yeah, but you're talking about one piece to really banged up.
Yeah.
You're talking about two, three receivers. That running back, Bell being out, didn't help us
no,
whatsoever.
It didn't.
I'm not saying they would have won because they still would have lost by seeing what that defense did.
Yeah.
That was the most garbage game I ever seen.
Well, I'm glad you accepted.
Come on. I was waiting. I knew you was going to be up here. I said, watch. Right. He's going to say so. I really seen you on the corner of my eye. I was waiting for him to say so.
Man, I said the Patriots were going to cover last week. This dude was like, you're crazy.
No, I said, but I thought it. If
you thought it'd be close.
It'd be a tight game, man. But what the Steelers got. That wasn't
no.
All right. We have a lot to get to when we get back. We will get to Baylor. We will get to LeBron. There's still a ton of stuff. And I just doesn't it sound like you should be a Saints fan?
He does.
Yeah. I guess I should have asked him that. All right. We're going to take a very quick break.
Or an Oilers fan, maybe.
Maybe.
Like still on that tip.
All right, we're going to take a very quick break. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Statues
and empires are all that you have. ESPN 97.5.